four lines from the bottom. Shitav b'mokam eruv, eruv b'mokam shitav. We did it already? No, we didn't do that. No, we're up before that. Shitav b'mavus. We're holding in this bottom paragraph, the second line. So we discuss eruv b'chatzer, that they eat, all the members of the chutz are joined together. Now, there's various different... Now, each member of the chotzer is joined, so the chotzer is not one area, but there are various chotzeres around the mavui. Kim shekol mavui, yeshu kama chotzeres. It has a few chotzeres which open into at least two by definition. Even though each member of the chotzer has joined into the chotzer, yekol mavui osu lahotzi mihabatim, you can't take kelim out of the homes through the chotzer into the mavi. Shebnei chotzer acheres hashutvim b'mavi oisim abnei chotzer hashniya. The fact that there are at least two chotzeres and each one is separate, so that there's two distinct units which own this area of the mavi, so they cause each one not to be allowed to carry them. Ulam. Yuchalam kol b'nei and mobil hishtatav yachal. They can join together. Din shetuvim mevuos shanim adini eruv chatzeris. Yichamar pratim kefishe yisbar lahanon. There are differences. Ketzed ma'arben mishtatav. So how do we do eruv and how do we do shituv? So we said eruv chatzeris oisim b'pas. They have to join together with bread. They can't use any other food stuff for that purpose. And it has to be placed in a home. It can't be placed in the street, and in the chotzer. Can't be put in the chotzer. Vile shituvim mavuos oisim al yedei yayin or kol dabur marchal can be used with wine or food. Vechal nicham bechotzer can be placed in a chotzer. Besugis hagemora mispar ketsa yesh ligvus es ha'eruv or lezakosu lekulam. Everybody has to be a part of this Eruv. So either alternatively, what they used to do was, they used to Eruv Shabbos, they used to renew the Eruv Rubachateres every week. Each person would donate a roll into the Rubachateres. Or one person can make enough bread for everybody, and then do Zikui, have somebody be kind for the other members of the chotzer. So either one works.
Would somebody like volunteer their house to be the spot, or would they make like a little covering somewhere and that would be the place?
Well, it has to be in the house.
So if a corner of their house, someone would volunteer to hold it?
Right. And whoever had the chazak on the house, you're not allowed to switch it. Because otherwise people walk in the house and say, hey, there's no chotzer. What happened to the chotzeres? Used to always be here, so once you start with somebody's house, it becomes the ongoing designated spot. It's a fair question. Let's assume for now it means the house that people live in. Well, the question really more comes up, you know, if I don't live in that chotzer, but I have property in that chotzer which I use for storage. Do I have to join that Ruvah Chetzeres of it? That's the question the more discusses. Not so much where would you store it, you'd store it in somebody's home. But the question is, if I'm also part of that chutzner or not, because of the fact that I don't live there. I have a storage house there. So how you do Shituf? Din Abaye Shemenichim Boy is the Eruv. What is the definition of the home which you place the Erev in? What's called a valid home? The Erev, what type of bread you can use? What type of food you can use for Shituf? If it was not put in one container? So tomorrow we'll give us a lot of discussion. That's all the way later on towards the second half of the Masechta. Shituf of Makab Erev, Erev of Makab Shituf, Gemara Ubishanim, Dono im Vekets, Yachal Hoyal Erev Chatzeris, Vishal Shituf im Avuos, or Shituf im Avuos, Shiol Bishal Erev Chatzeris. So obviously, we said that Erev Chatzeris has to be done with bread, shetuvah mevuos can be done with any food. But if I do a shetuvah mevuos with bread, can I make one big shita for all of the people of all of the chatzeris in this whole mavui and say, well, that'll count as the eruv chatzeris and the shetuvah mevuos at the same time? So that's a discussion in the Gemara later on. You're already, but now you're already guessing that that's a, that, that it better work because that's what we do, right?
What are we really considered here? Like in, like, you know, like in Camp Mill, is it one big like chutzner?
We deal with it with the chumrah. We give it the chumrah, the lachos of mavuos, because it doesn't have that. That won't have the kulas of a mavi, will have the chumras of a mavi.
And well, the meikar din. What are we?
Meikar din. What are we? Well, we don't. We can't be called a mavi because we don't have the chutzer, two chutzers up against one mavi type of a thing in a clear fashion. But pashtu, we're mavi.
We don't open to. Where are we opening up to, like to Rishus Rabin?
Well, that's a hard question. We have to find what Rishus Rabin is. We don't want to ask that question too hard. A mavi can open up into another mavi.
Were you talking about our streets?
Right.
This whole area of Kent Mill.
Okay. So
I'm assuming our call is not a Rishus Rabin.
Obviously, otherwise we wouldn't have an air for
right.
Rabin. Right, so that's a mavi. It's a large mavi. This is a smaller mavi. You
know. I understand. I was just
well, we're assuming University Boulevard is also not a Rishus Rabin. That's we're being samech on that. Okay, mishum dira, mishum kinyan. Nechal guba gemara, begetar din shal ruba chetzeris. How does it work? The way it works is an act of kinyan. Shebet tamura lepas shenasim kol adayorim. In exchange for each person donating some bread, mata lehem hu chelik meadira. So each person gets some ownership in this home. So they're all members of house X. They all live in house X. So they all live in house X. How they become? It's not. We don't look at it as a individual people with distinct homes. It's one large group which owns a home. B'shutvus, that's Rabbah to call us erev moyel of mishum shayyade in the sinas apas nasa kilu kulam gorim kan venkan eladira achas. They don't necessarily own it, but they live here for this purpose. Okay. The Gemara Monokama Habdolim Lahalacha and Levim Misaf Exet. The Gemara presents various different halachic differences between these two opinions. Good going. Im Efshel Asas Erev Bekli Shimu Mitam Kinyan Efshel Asas Erev Bekli Mashen Kinyim Hu Mitam Shimu Dira Ein Dira Rosh Hashalotam Nikvas Elam Apas Halachi Hi She'er Mishum Dira. So we have to use bread. Bittel v'skiris. So we spoke about this idea before. Mivat zekanas erev. Yeshem shtei efshorius nesofis lahatus atiltu. Two other possible ways to be matur tiltu. One of them is bittel. Bittel pirusha. That means shu kaviyachol mistalik min reshus. Menas etzam kamayor reach. This individual person takes away his. As it were, his ownership of the area, and he becomes for that Shabbos like he's a guest. So, if one person forgot to contribute to the area, which they used to do there, they used to collect bread, and they forgot to go to somebody's home. So here it's Friday night, and they realize that of the six people who live in the chutzner, five have contributed, one hasn't. So now there's two groups: there's the five and the one. So you're back to you can't carry because there's two distinct groups. So he came in mevatel his rishus, and so he takes away all ownership and uses that he has of the chutzner. So in that situation, we pass on that it works. Okay, din a bittel rabim heim. The halachos of bittel are intricate. There's a lot of them. He can't always be counted as a guest. But the theoretical idea is that, see, he can't carry anything from his home to the chotzer. If he does do that, that's the end of the bittul, because he's showing I'm a balabos. I have a house. I can take my things from the house into the chotzer. Can he go to somebody else's house and carry that person's items out to the chotzer? That seems, we passing yes. That's a discussion in the Gemara. Okay, Mahadin Bittul is Rishus, Shachatera Mul is Rishus Besoy. The mean mutter the hotel hatis may have batim the chotzer will have. He's taken away his Rishus. So the classical case would be he's revatled his total status. So his home is like it's bottled to everybody else in his chotzer. Summarily, he's like a non-entity. If he maintains his home, but he wants just his revatled his rights to the chotzer, what happens then? What constitutes that the person is retracting his bittul? How does he do it? Does he have to say to each individual person, I'm mevatel my rishus to you? We hold, for example, the mashal, we hold that it could, you can make a bittul and retract it, and somebody else can. Let's say that everybody forgot to make an eruv. Each person has something which they need to carry from their house into the chotzer. So everybody in the chotzer will be mevatel to Reuven, and then Reuven will take his things out, and then Reuven will turn around and be mevatel his things to, and everybody else will say we're mevatel ourselves to Shimon, and Shimon will take his things out, and they can go around, they can do that. Mechotzer lechotzer, kvi sheisbar lalon mechotzer achas muchrochem lasis eriv. Within one chutz, they must make an eruv. The cases where it's two chutzeres and they also have to make an eruv together. Sometimes that they're not that they have to, but they are able to. Sometimes they can't. Depending on what type of barrier you have between the two chutzeres, if the barrier is not significant in halacha, it's all one. As far as halacha is concerned, they financially might be two separate distinct corporations, but in regards to the halacha of chotzer, they're one big group and they must make an eruv together, otherwise nobody can carry. Sometimes the barrier in between is significant enough that they don't have to make an eruv together, but they could if they want. Sometimes it's so strong they can't become one whether they like it or not, because there's no access from one to the other. So that's the more that differentiates between them. The Gemara don't even dafka b'mokam b'shemachrochem masas erev moyo bittul b'shegam echotze lechotze. Furthermore, in a case where erev is required, so we know bittul works. In a case where erev is not required, it's just optional, is bittul an option? Or maybe they only created the concept of bittul in a scenario where Erev is necessary. If I hold that it works from one chotzer to the next, it means they basically made an Erev, but one guy forgot to join, does Biltel work in that scenario? If the relationship between the two chotzeres is that A has rights in B, B has no rights in A, what happens over there? So we spoke about that a little bit yesterday. Yesterday, right? Schiris. The Mishnah of word Shegoy Hador Bechotzer Oyser. The Goy lives in the Chotzer. He prohibits anybody in the Chotzer from carrying. Yeshnab Shoris Liskam Remenovas Rishosi. You have an option of buying it from him, renting it from him. Vayirikach Ein Diros Seres. That would take away this halacha that he prohibits. Can I rent from a Jew?
Could he rent from you? Could the boy rent from you?
No.
He's just living there. So why can
Stop. The guy lives in the schutz and he owns a house. That's not the case. We're not discussing rental of the home.
No, I understand. But I'm getting his rishus though now.
I want to rent his rishus because I came along. The theory behind rental rishus goes like this: we don't want Jews living with goyim because they're gonna. It's not safe, and they're going to teach Jews bad things. he said, if the Jews are going to come and say, we'd like to rent the right to use this area for a Sabbath. And the guys would say, you're doing voodoo. I refuse. And the Jew says, I can't live here when I can't carry, and he'll move away. That's the goal of the purpose of the whole process, that the goy should say no, and the Jew will move to a new neighborhood. So if a goy can rent for me, he says, great, I'll, if he's going to get, why should he lose? You know, the goal is we're taking away from him, and he's like, what are you taking away from me, and you're paying me this money for? I don't know, it sounds strange to me. He says, you know, I'd like to give you ownership over this area, and I will not use it, you will use it. The guy says, I'll buy that from you. So there's no, the motivation isn't there. It's a interesting way how Chazal looked at it.
But if the goy was just renting, if he was just renting, so
that's called he owns.
So that's owning, and we still.
If a goy, oh, right, yeah. The same way, if I rent the house, I have to. If I rent the house, if I borrow the house for a weekend, so I'm here for this weekend, so I have to contribute to the Erev. So I mean, we do zikui. So one of the questions is, okay, we did zikui Erev Pesach last year. So we would like to believe that there has been about 50 or 60 new people moved into the Erev area. How exactly what happens about them? And people have moved out. So part of my ownership is to a guy who lives somewhere else. So that's the discussion how that works. The Gemara, he's part of the serious regard. Me serchem because a goy hisker reshus al serchem acher. The goy owns it. He rented out to somebody else. Who do you go to? Do you go to the goy? Do you go to the renter? He mefshal lischop in parlim sheesh lehem reshus lahaniach reshusam chafetzim. Schir v'lekito. But the Gemara presents a concept called schir v'lekito, which is very, very relevant to us. Not from the owner, but he has workers which have a right to store their tools there. So they have rights to that rishus also. Can I rent from them? That's sort of where we get our idea of renting from the emergency services. Boy, skiris briyah ruah. Can it be? It has to be a strong skiris, even a weak one. But gemara nechalku im sarach skiris chashuvim meyakum. If we need a strong, a real bona fide skiris, or shemel afil skiris ain by chashivas. Rishonim ma mugder skiris chashuva. They argue what's called skiris chashuva, or what's called weak. Okay, the chodeis im sacher bepochas mishar pruta moyal skiris, but we do not require pruta. You know, so dollars is definitely way above and beyond. How does it work? We discussed there's a concept called Erev, there's a concept called Bittul. Erev Moel Davka Miboyom, Bittul Fila B'Shabbos. Erev, you must be Misarev before Shabbos, but Bittul works even on Shabbos. Erev Moel Gam Kishena Pasha Aputa. There's a heter by Eruv that you put bread. I don't care if you know, as long as there's enough bread, even though the value of bread is right now is very low. We hold it's Misham Dira. It's Misham Dira. You don't need a Shavu Pruta. If it's Misham Kinyan, you need a Shavu Pruta. The more done him Sercha Yeshlo as Din Eruv or Din Bittul. Can you do Schiris on Shabbos? You couldn't use money, obviously, but you could give him an item of value. But maybe Skiris has to be, like Erev, must be in place before Shabbos starts. Rishoso is service. Okay, here he has it. What types of usage of the chotzer make me an owner here? Basically, a person has a storage house, or he has a place where he stores straw. Even a place where you don't live there, you just use that area for storage. So that owner must join into the Erev, or they can carry or not. We hold the only base dira will prohibit. So I don't live here at all. I don't use this area at all. I just store things there, so that's that. I don't have to join. Of course, there's going to be this gray area. The more times a case where a person's Morish died immediately before Shabbos. So now the person now has the house where he lives, and he has the house where he just yarshins. Yarsh happens immediately at the time of death. He owns that house now. He's storing things there. It's a base dira. It's not a regular storage house, but he doesn't live there. So what happens in cases like that? Dira Shein Lebailim. Nechlu Tanoim Ma Din Dira Shein Lebailim. So if nobody's living there right now, even for this Shabbos, so they do not need to join into the Erev. A Jew. Makom pita, makom lino. Nachal gam meroyim imeis dira. Nachshav makom sheoichel, makom pita, makom sheyoshen, makom lino. V'lochi she makom pita huakavei. A person has two places. He has a place where he eats and a place where he sleeps. And he has the place where he eats in chotzer A and the place where he sleeps in chotzer B. Where does he have to join? So we say we look at where the bread is. Habalim oisrim. Dearest Goy, Mikra Din, dearest Goy, Eno Seris, Yehudi, Begoy, Adar, Bechotzer Achas, Eno Oisim Zelzet. And the law is, if it's only one Jew and one Goy, we're okay. The Jew doesn't have, the Jew doesn't do anything. Why? Since in general it was considered dangerous to live together with a Goy, no Jew would live by himself together with only Goy. So it was such an uncommon issue, they felt no need to make any tikkun like that. Ulam, so the goy now creates a problem. You have to rent from him. The goy is not going to want to agree to that. We assume the Jews are going to move away. It's only one Jew with the goy. What's the luck on that case? Is that a problem? It's not common. There was concern that they might do murder. There are a few Jews there. They can band together and protect themselves. There's only one Jew and one Goy. It's not so safe. So it was not a common thing. It's only if there's at least two Jews. That's how we pass it. Now, that's Rebbe Rishonim. What would be if the two Jews live together in one dwelling? They live together with each other, and they actually share a kitchen and they eat together. So, I mean, they're by definition joined together already. They don't have to join them, but they live in one. So there's two houses. The goy lives in one house. Two Jews live in the other house. So there's two Jews now. What happens? Do you count that as one house? We said one and one is, you don't need schiris, or it's like two and one. You do need schiris. So that's Rebbe Shannon Shirak Mikvah Shabo. That they would make each other prohibited to carry. So if there's three homes, Jew A and Jew B, and then a goy, that's a problem. You have many Jews have been one home. So in that situation, the takana would directly apply. They did not make a gzair in that case. That's what Rebbe Shannon. Ulam Yesh Cholkim, a servant of call. Sheyesh Shnei Yisraelim Dornim Afilu B'Vayis Echod. If there's two Jews even in one home, Arei Goy Oyser Aleim, that would be Oyser. Okay, so that's not the opinion of Rebbe Shannon. Gemara Mispar Matin Yisraelim Arab Medorim B'Beisir Shal Goy Echod. Ken Shehem Poyalob Skir V'Lakitoy Im Hem Nechshabim Oyser Mzeh Lezeh Shedinim Kedin Goy. If the Jews live by the Goy, what happens over there? Yisraelim Shadinim Kigoy. Okay, now there are Jews which have a din like a Goy. Yehudi Amichal Shabbos Nefrahesi Shadinim Kamumer. A Jew who transgresses Shabbos publicly, which gets halacha like a mummer to the whole Torah. You must rent from him. He cannot join into the Erev. So he can't do Erev. But that look at tonight, in dinner, can you serve linen bitl rishus? Can he do bitl rishus, or he must do skiris? Must do skiris. Well, he is linen bitl rishus dinner can you serve? So it's Tzduki who keeps Shabbos, at least in the way his mind is, but he doesn't believe in Tarsha Bapet. So he denies Erev because he doesn't believe in Tarsha Bapet. Misha and Amadib Erev. Let's say for prism, I believe in Kultar Kul, I don't believe in Erev. He can't do Erev. He can't be a partner in Erev. See, the Bittel will work, or he's not a Machal Shabbos for Hesya, so you can't. He's not like a Goy, so you can't do Skiris. You can't do Skiris by a Jew. You must do either Erev or Bittel. So he refuses to do Bittel. That's it. That's the end of the conversation. Skiris, for our purposes, works out much easier because we rent from the worker and we ignore the guy. So we have this rabid, venomous, anti-Furum Jew. He would never rent to me, but it's no problem. I rent from the police, and I ignore him. But if we need this guy to do shituf or bittel, forget it. So you might be happier if you can do skiris with the guy than not. Okay. We said this, we use the phrase that they prohibit each other, which means here they're living in such a way that they would prohibit each other. Behind they have a common area besides their personal area. You have two courtyards which are butt one to the other, but there's no opening from one to the other. Each one is independent. They do not need to do an Erev. If there is access, so then they could if they want, but they don't have to. Dearest Yachi, come on the Yel. They have to be at least two people who live there. He's the only person in the Chatzar, and it's the Tatal base of the Chatzar. He can carry from his house to the Chatzar. In a case where they're not independent or distinct, better. So there's five houses in the chotzer, the father and four sons, and they all eat by the father's house. Or they all eat in their own houses, but the father pays for all the food. So what happens over there? They would not prohibit. Well, if they all eat together, for sure that's malkum pita. And that, this is one of the cases where the more discusses the issue of lina versus pita is in this example. If they each take the food, they come to the house and they get the food and they take it home, that's already more complicated. Yeshem Shorosh in the seventh, Lehafech, Ladiris Yachad, Ayyadeh, Bittel, Vaskiris, Anasim, Kedinim, Ulam Yeshem Mikrim, Shalay, Yetir, Chom, Lasas, Kach, Mishum, Shayyadeh, Kain, Spatel, Tarazer. If we're always going to rely on bittul, etc., so you lose all concept of error. Pesach chaloyin sulam. So we said, okay, if you have two chaseris and there's an access from one to the other, so they can be, they don't have to be mizarev echad because they're really distinct, but they could. So what constitutes an access? So there's a doorway. There's a door between the wall between the two chaseris. That's an access. There's a window. There's a ladder which you can use to climb up a ladder which is left there, which you can use to climb up side A, go over the top of the wall and down to side B. So where do we draw the line? What types of access allows them to be misarav together or not? They must be misarav echad or They must be ma'arav echad. They must be ma'arav shnayim. The Mishnah Gemara calls it, which means they must do separately. Based upon Hachatzeres Nachshavis, Kelchalukas Lagamri Vein Ma'arav Elishnayim. They must be ma'arav shnayim. the last part of his reason is a regal nechel because the norm in kedai lesser zel zeh sichem shiur duru kulam bechatzar achas. We spoke about if you have two chutzer, can go in shechazer zulu thimizul. There's a back chutzer, which is the access to the back chutzer is through the front chutzer. So pimi, yes, this is regular chutzer. They have a right to walk through the front one. The back one has a right to walk through the front one. The front one doesn't have access to the back one. So if the back one considered part of the outer one, and they must be misarev with them because they have it rights. They have rights here. They have a right for access. They don't live here, but they have a right for access. Does that make them that they're part of it and they must be misarif together or not?